is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is March 24th. It's Tuesday. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. Today, I am excited. Reason why I am excited, because I have sponsors of our Christmas game giveaway in studio. I like things. I'm not sure if people understand how much I like free things. And when I need sponsorship, they readily say, come. In fact, sometimes they call beforehand and say, do you need some coupons? And I say, yeah, I need some coupons. Can you sell me? And I have a number of corporate sponsors who tend to say, come, as we understand what you're trying to do. We're trying to celebrate the season, the festive season, and they believe in giving back to the community. But I noticed something the other day. I was reminded that this corporate sponsor also have a scholarship program. And I said, oh, I wonder if people are aware of this. Because my child at the age when she needs scholarship, right? And you can't just be begging the sponsor to get a scholarship. You got to compete. So I said, I need to find out more information about the scholarship. Make sure the listening audience are aware of the scholarship. And I can talk some fun things also about the company in general. Just because I appreciate what they've been doing for Bahamians, for young people in general. In studio, we have Mr. Xavier Knowles, who's a media specialist, right? And I also have Ms. Jade Wells, who's the brand rep for Wendy's. I think it's Wendy's Bahamas and Popeye Bahamas. I'm not sure the correct name. She can correct me.
Yes, that's correct.
Look at me. Mm-hmm. I just read up every so often, you know. And she is the brand rep for that. So she's going to be doing the promotional for that. But in regards of which parent company is in charge of all of that, I'll let Mr. Xavier Knowles give me I'm not sure if he's supposed to be talking today, but since he's here, right? Give me a rundown on which Bahamian company owns, manages these two brands.
So the brand company is really Eidos Holdings Limited, and it's owned by a Greek Bahamian family, the Savosis family.
Savosis.
The chairman and CEO is Chris Savosis. Vice chairman and head of operations is Terry Savosis. And they have... like I said, it's a family-run company, and they run all of the brands.
All?
Yeah, so that's Marco's, Popeye's, and of course, Wendy's.
Oh, I didn't even know that, yes. And thanks for letting me know that. I wanted to know, and I want to say thank you for reaching out the company and the support system, I guess, by extension, for every time the show needs sponsorship in terms of the gifts and giveaways for the Christmas time that you willingly say, yeah, and I appreciate it, right? But I want to talk about this scholarship. So this is where Ms. Jade Wells comes in. Because like I said, I'm not sure if the Bahamian audience is quite aware that the scholarship exists. I wanted to promote the scholarship, anything empowering Bahamian youth. I want to get details on, and I want to commend you for it. So I'll let Ms. Wells tell me the name of the scholarship. How do you get the scholarship? Where do you apply for the scholarship? And who can get this type of scholarship?
Yes. So our scholarship program, it's called Bright Minds, Bright Futures. It's a scholarship program in partnership with Coca-Cola. We've had this scholarship program for about 20 years now. We accept students every 2 years in government high schools. So every 2 years, government primary school students, they can apply for this scholarship once they are a 3-point GPA student. They are a part of, they have extracurricular activities. And once they are looking to go into a private school, so this is when we accept the students. And this is actually an intake year. So we are actively taking in applications. We are looking for students for this year, and they have to be graduating this year as well.
So let me recap so I can understand. This scholarship is only for public schools?
Yes, so only public school students, you know, because there is that handful of students, exceptional students, that is, that need, you know, just a little hand in terms of education, and this is where we step in. So this is where we want to, you know, uplift those government school students that's possibly looking into going to a private school, but they know they can't afford it. So this is where me, Wendy's, and Coca-Cola, we're here to help.
So this is a partnership between Wendy's Bahamas and Coca-Cola Bahamas?
Yes.
I was saying, I'm trying to understand, is this every year? Or you said it's every 2 years the scholarship is afforded?
It's every 2 years. So once we have a handful of students that graduate from the program, then we intake another set of students.
Okay. So this is the year or the two-year mark for this particular scholarship, right?
Yes.
So those public school students... Mm-hmm. who are interested in taking advantage of this scholarship opportunity, right, need to fill out the application form now.
Yes.
Okay. Now, run me through that process. I am attending a public school. I am in grade 6. Of course, I had to take, because all of the exams already been taken for the various private schools. So yes. That means you have to be accepted someplace, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So a public school, you already took the exam. You're accepted to go to a private school, whatever private school you're accepted.
Like a SAC.
Well, SAC is a good school.
And I
like where you're going. Or like a QC. You see where it's going, the competition already, right? And I pass the test. And now I'm going to Wendy's Bahamas and Coca-Cola to apply to see if I can get the scholarship grant or is a full scholarship for the entire...
So it's a full scholarship. So the way the program
six
works...
6 years?
6 years. So we cover tuition for the full 6 years. Parents, they also get a stipend of about $450 that covers...
Slow down. Because now you're saying scholarship and a stipend for the parent?
So that's just where we want to assist. So with that stipend, it covers the books that the students may need for that time period. And they get the stipend every year. So books, uniforms, anything that student would need in order to support them for the new school year.
I already get the text that you need include private schools because their parents have challenges too. I agree with you, Texter. But let's go back to this now so I can understand exactly what's happening. Public school student.
Yes.
Took the test to go to any private school they want. They passed the test.
Yes. So there are a handful of schools that we do take the applications from. So students that's looking into going to Kingsway Academy.
Kingsway.
QC.
Queen's College.
SAC.
St. Augustine's College.
St. Anne's
School.
We have St. John's as well.
St. John's School.
Temple Christian School. Aquinas. So that's just...
That's six? How many schools?
Yeah, so that's about six schools. And then we do have other participating schools as well.
Okay. But those are the main schools that you already have partnered with, but you're sure that the kids who apply can go to.
Yes, that's correct. That's just a handful of the schools that we already have a relationship with.
Okay. So how many kids... children can apply this year. When I say apply, will definitely be granted the scholarship award this year.
So right now, we're looking at possibly accepting two students, but we are looking into opening it. So there may be more students that we would accept. So I want to say it would be maybe between 2 to 6 students that we'll be accepting this year.
So it's definitely two, but between two to six students is possible for us to have a possibility of obtaining this scholarship.
Mm-hmm. Because in the past, we made some exceptions where we would have, just by looking at the student, if we see that they're performing exceptionally well, you know, we just want to help out the student.
Okay. Now, let's talk about the process, right? The parents are hearing about this scholarship opportunity for the first time. The child already passed for QC. The child already passed for Temple Christian and St. Anne's and Aquinas and so on, right? Mm-hmm. And now they realize that there's money to be gained or the scholarship to be gained and plus the stipend, right?
Yes.
I need to flesh with that stipend too again. Now, what do they do? Where do they go to fill out their application form? How do they go and apply to see if they have a chance of getting the scholarship?
So everything is online. So if you visit our website, wendys.bs, it'll give you all of the information as well as the form there for you to fill out.
Okay. What type of information? You mentioned earlier that you might have to do some extracurricular activities, right? Mm-hmm. Do I need to write an essay?
Yes. So a part of that application, the parent also has to write an essay saying...
So we got to slow it down because now you're saying I got to do homework. Okay.
Just a little bit of homework.
So it's something is for the parent and something is for the child.
Yes.
So explain the parent side and then explain what the child obligations are for, so I can understand.
So for the parent, we just need just a small essay stating, you know, why your child should be accepted into this program. You know, basically saying if they are, like I said, a part of an extracurricular activity, if they're giving back to the community in any sort of way, you know, something that makes that student
an outline. An outline over what the child is and why he deserves this opportunity.
Yes.
Okay. And now the child, what did the child have to do?
So the child... On this end, they have to maintain a 3.0 GPA.
3.0 GPA?
Yeah. So once they are accepted into the program, they have to maintain a 3.0 GPA in order to stay on the scholarship program.
I thought it was a 3.0 GPA in the primary school.
It's the primary school as well.
But after I get the scholarship, I have to maintain being on the honor roll for the full 6 years.
That's correct.
Okay. And if I don't maintain the honor roll for the full 6 years, like, what happened?
Unfortunately, if you don't maintain that 3.0, then we, you know, well, first, we don't want to just drop the student right away, you know? We want to look into why, you know, what's happening into the, what's happening with the student.
You have that conversation.
Yeah, have that conversation. And then if, you know, you don't maintain it, then unfortunately, we have to drop you from the program.
And understandable. Understandable, yeah. So. Okay. So, first, the parent have to write a outline on why their child deserve it. The child has to present the qualifications in terms of what all they're doing in their primary school years and present that. You said definitely two people is going to get the scholarship, but it could be between two and six because of depending on who the child is, what they have performed during school, and they could have that opportunity also.
Correct.
How long have you been doing the scholarship?
So like I said earlier, we've been doing this program now for about 20 years. And then it's not just open to our students in Nassau. It's open to our students in Freeport as well, because we do have a few students that's currently on the program that's located in Freeport.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. And they go to Freeport schools?
Yeah. So Bishop Michael Eldon High School and Sunland Baptist Academy.
Okay. So it's open between New Providence and Grand Bahama.
Yes.
Okay, and hopefully in the future it might even expand to different family islands. But and I understand that too. I'm excited about this. Know that this happened, and actually I know that Wendy's Bahamas do a lot of give back, and of course by extension, Ace Toast. What the right name for that, Xavier?
Ados Holdings Limited.
Ados Holdings Limited, in general, because of their various corporations, right? But this scholarship caught my attention because I didn't realize it was for the full 6 years.
Yes, it's a great program, you know, and that's something that, you know, school fees, they're going up every year. And I think this is something that we are proud to do. We are proud to partner with it because at the end of the day, this is us reaching back, giving back to the community and giving back to those students that are in need, not just in need, but students that we see are star students. They're performing exceptionally well. And this is just our way of wanting to assist that student in their journey during their high school.
Okay. You mentioned that you get the application on the website. Remind me where the website is.
So the website is wendys.bs. Once you go onto the website, the first thing you will see is the banner for our scholarship program. And then once you click on that, you'll see all of the information as well as the application form.
Okay. And on your social media handles and page, is there any link for on those places if people want to check that out instead?
Yeah. So you can follow us on Wendy's Bahamas on Facebook or Instagram, and on there you'll see we'll have more information about the scholarship program as well.
And this, because I tend to be political, do Wendy's Bahamas track, you say doing it for 20 years, not the performance, like where they are now, the students who graduated, who went through all the program for the last 20 years, right? And they graduated, they come back home or whatever it is, or working, like where are they now? What do you could you highlight who got the scholarship?
So CA, we're about to do a feature of some of those amazing students. A lot of them, when we just launched this season of for the scholarship, reached back out to us and said, "Hey, I was a scholarship recipient. I'm so thankful. I want to share my story."
Ah.
So there are a lot out to us, and we are excited to be featuring them very soon. Right before, we'll be releasing the videos probably in the next week or so, right before the scholarship season ends, mm-hmm. so that people can understand how this scholarship has impacted the lives of young Bahamians.
I want to know that story. That's why I asked.
And some of them, they expressed how grateful they were, especially, obviously, for their parents, right? Yes, they may have went to public schools, but having that opportunity to go to a private school at that pivotal moment in their life allowed them to be able to be granted access to so much more than what they may have gotten before. And so they are very appreciative. Because 6 years of tuition.
6 years
of
tuition can
do wonders. 6 years of SAC school fee or QC school fee.
Especially QC school fee.
It's a lot. Mm-hmm. And then some of them, that also provides their parents, I guess, a timeline to also prepare for them to go
to university.
For university. And when you look at it, I mean, it's an amazing experience and opportunity for any young person or any striving Bahamian family that wishes to benefit from it.
So let's talk about the timeline in terms of response to knowing that you got the scholarship or did not get the scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
I applied today. Xavier mentioned there's a season or something like that. When do they know who won the scholarship?
So the deadline for application is April 30th.
So April 30th is the deadline to bring in all the information?
Yes. So once we are past that deadline, the next thing is we go through all of the applications. And from there, there's a short list.
So who goes through the application?
So there is a few of our managers and executive directors within our company. Mm-hmm. Together, they go through all of the applications. They say, hey, you know, this person, they look like they're doing exceptionally well. We want to interview them. So the next process is interviewing the students.
So it's an interview process also.
Yes.
When you get tagged as one of the finalists or selected people, so we like you all six out of the 50 people who applied, we now start interviewing those sections.
Yes.
Okay.
So once the interview is done, I want to say from there, it's probably about a month process. From there, the student would then be notified. The student, the parent would be notified that they have been chosen for the scholarship.
Okay. So now the child has been selected with the parent because the parent gets money too.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I said I was going to go back with the stipend and what that means again, right? Just to hash it out some more. The child and the parent get the scholarship and the stipend, right? What happens then when the announcement is made? Say, y'all too. You got it. Well, some kind of media blitz? What happens?
Yeah. So we want to make some noise about it. So, of course, we'll probably have interviews with the students, just saying it means to them. We'll probably be posting it on social media just to announce that these are our 2026 scholars for our Bright Minds, Bright Future scholarship program. And then we also, you know, we give them a little, you know, some nice things.
You get
them.
Nice things, too?
You get nice things.
Why are you hiding stuff? Because I like nice things.
So, you know, just, you know, some Wendy's branded merch, and if we can get some Coca-Cola branded merch, we give to the students and the parents as well. So we make a big noise about this.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to thank you. I'd like to thank you. Again, that's Miss Jade Wells, who's a brand rep for Wendy's and Popeyes. And of course, we have Xavier Knowles, who is a media specialist. Or watch me mess up the name now. Aetos?
Aetos.
It's Greek, isn't it? What Aetos means?
Yeah. Yes.
It's a Greek word for eagle.
Yes.
Can I just call it eagle?
No, call it Aetos. So, fun fact, the company actually has three, mm-hmm. It's Aetos Holdings Limited, Argus Holdings Limited, and Aetos Holdings Limited. All three of them are Greek words.
I just couldn't say that. You know, yeah. They don't sound old Bohemian word-ish, you know? So, one is eagle. What the next one means? See, I put you on the spot. You're the one who speaks Greek, you know?
I think one has to do with wheat, right? I think that's wheat? Autos.
Yeah.
And the logo is like a wheat stem.
Wheat. Okay. Yeah. Wheat and
Autos. Autos is for Marcos.
Yeah.
And Argus is for Popeyes.
What
Argus Holdings.
Argus. What Argus means?
Good question.
Next time you come here. Next
we'll
time
have
you
come an answer
here.
Next time.
Yes, you need it. How you pronounce again?
Atos Holdings Limited, Argus Holdings Limited, and Atos Holdings Limited.
You know, it sounds very familiar, like the three musketeers people know their names. By Dumas.
But the Savosis family has been a part of the Bahamas for a very long time. Okay. They've been in business for a very long time with other brands as well before. But currently, they have been holding the fort with these three amazing brands. Wendy's, we call the mothership. as you know, we have 16 locations.
Yes.
16. And you have your new location all the way out in Old Fort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So 16 locations between Nassau, Paradise Island, and Grand Bahama. Mm-hmm. And then we have Marco's, and then we have Popeye's.
Yes. Again, I would like to thank you for coming. I want to show my appreciation and thanks for Wendy's Bahamas and Coca-Cola for their scholarship, Bright Minds, Bright Future. The deadline for the scholarship is
April 30th.
Mm-hmm. So you can go online at where again?
Wendy's.bs. Once you go onto the website, the first thing you'll see is
admission for the scholarship program. And it is a full six-year scholarship to the various private schools. And you list the private schools you partner with.
That's correct. So a few of the schools are St. Augustine's, we have St. Anne's, QC, Temple Christian, just to name a few.
But there's other schools.
Yes.
And what if I attend a different private school, right? Other than that name, right? Mm-hmm. Or I'm about to attend another private school, but I apply and can you at least be considering to say, hey, by the way, I followed all the form and I interviewed well, but this is the school I go into.
Well, I guess in that sense, we can make a few exceptions. Now, in terms of other schools, you know, St. Andrews, King.
No, I don't know how you went because of the fort.
Those schools, they are at the very, very top. But in terms of other schools, yes. We are open to accepting students that's going to those other schools as well.
Good. And I want to show my appreciation and thank you again. And again, thank you for always considering Guardian Radio, especially for during the UTAL season when you send the coupons. I'm hinting again next year.
Yes.
This year, yeah, we like coupons.
We will have plenty of coupons.
Plenty. Yes. And for the various, I'm going to take a quick commercial break here. We are here with Miss Jade Wells, who's a brand rep for Wendy's and Popeyes. And of course, Mr. Xavier Knowles, who joined me today just to give me some details about this scholarship. And the scholarship deadline for application is April 30th. They're awarding scholarships for deserving public school attendees who have passed exams to go various private schools, and it's New Providence and Grand Bahama.
Yes.
So both can apply and be considered. And of course, they're giving a stipend. How much money for the stipend?
$450.
Besides the scholarship, an extra $450 to the parent to pay for books and whatever uniform and thing you want to spend for, that's also included. We're going to take this commercial break. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This has been Guardian Radio AM. We'll be right back.
Call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone. What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he that. Yes.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing, just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas, so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
New roads and airports are connecting our islands. Energy reform is bringing electricity prices down, while young Bahamians are stepping up, gaining new skills for new opportunities for workers. Support for entrepreneurs. We're modernizing energy and infrastructure across our islands and preparing Bahamians to succeed in a new economy. Transformations this big take time. Let's choose progress. Paid for by the PLP.
Hey everyone, get ready for a night you won't forget. It's Z Live's Far Back Friday Party with host Shivago Lang. Friday, March 27th, beginning at 7 p.m. Join us at Sapodillo Estate for a night of 80s and 90s music, dance, light bites, and refreshing drinks. Get your tickets at the Nassau Guardian between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. $50 per person, cash sales only. It's Z Live's Far Back Friday Party. Real music, lots of fun, eats and drinks, and oh so cool vibes. See you there.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. This is C.A. Nuri. We continue the rest of the show. We just had Wendy's Bahamas on site, just talking about the scholarship and opportunities for public school students. I was very excited about that. Like I said, I saw the advert and I said, I need more parents to be aware that there are scholarship opportunity, especially those parents who have their children already took the test, passed the test, who is full of the form. Statewide, they deserve it. And get the scholarship. It's definitely two scholarships, but they can do up to six. So the opportunity is based on you write a good report on why you deserve it, and then you get it, right? Marco's Pizza, let me throw it in since they were here. They're opening today. If you know the new Marco's Pizza right across from UB, they're opening up today at 1 p.m., right? I guess it's a free advert, but they're giving them free things, free food and stuff. So if you happen to be in the Oaksfield area, if you go to UB and you listen to me, if you're a student in this area, let's take advantage and go to Marco's Pizza there for their grand opening, and let's take advantage of whatever they're giving out free today, right? But let's go back to the topic. This is going to be an open line Tuesday, right? So that means you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. I have one or two things that I want to talk about, what I notice. So I'm going to do that. One, what I've noticed, right? I have complained before about the PLP's promotion of their candidate in the Killarney area. Not that I necessarily support the candidate. I'm just saying the game's odd, right? But I noticed today, whilst I was surfing through social media, that the leader of the PLP is now on the ground campaigning for that candidate. See, this is what I like. I believe the leadership of each party is supposed to be helping their female candidates. This is about the female candidates, and that's why I raised the alarm, right? I think female candidates need to be supported by their male counterpart and by the parties in general. So when I see female candidates are not being supported, I speak out and say, hey, the campaign is off, right? You have a new candidate there, female. And the same thing with Southern Shores. I believe that the leader of what a lady name? I know her name well, and it just escaped me, right? For the leader of the FNM candidate for Southern Shores, the leader of the party needs to be on the ground making sure that the various women are having the support of their party, right? So it's not PLP versus FNM. I'm talking about empowering women to be present in politics. So I wanted that to be highlighted. Also, I see that the Ministry of Education is doing free GLAT and BGCSE and BJC courses online. And basically, it's geared towards public school students. And they've been doing this for some time now, that if you wanted to get extra classes, right, it's free. And I'm now questioning what is happening with the public school and their results, especially when all of these avenues and opportunities are there and being offered. And I'm wondering if the parents are taking advantage of these opportunities. I see the U.S. Headline for the Tribune says, U.S. called for justice without delay. And they're talking about the gentleman who sadly was recently. The police officer said that life was in jeopardy and they had the force to shoot and resulting in the death of this an American citizen. As you know, the U.S. Embassy takes the American citizen seriously. So they do using all of their influence to make sure that justice and open conversations is being held, which is exactly what an embassy should be doing. So it's, we will be watching to see the dialogue, what will be happening for the next couple of weeks as there would be an interrogation, investigation regarding what has transpired. There seems to be, no, this is my words now, and I'm going to be trying to be guarded with my words because sometimes I tend to get emotional. But ever since that dog was shot by an armed force man, right? And I'm saying that this seems just wanton in terms of, see, I still gotta be guarded. I'm surprised I ain't get no text from Dwight yet. It just seems some that we need to be a law enforcement agencies needs to be, see, you have to be guarded and you gotta be worrying with IRCA. But I want to say something. I just don't want it to be a narrative bestowed upon them that they're quick to the trigger. Especially when, and within days, within hours, you're hearing another police shooting incident, right? And I don't want the public to become emotional and start questioning the police, right? But I am concerned. I am concerned, and I want the minister to know that I am concerned. And as they try to give explanation and explain what exactly transpired, someone to assure me that our men and women in uniform are properly trained, with conflict resolution, properly trained with gun safety use, properly trained with restraint, especially dealing with the public. I'm not saying that the police officers and the prison officer who was involved in the shootings aren't or weren't trained. I just want reassurance. And then if need be, the implementation of classes again so they can be socialized, so I can be comfortable. So I can be comfortable walking, right? Because I'm thinking of me being the public and I'm going to bars, right? And maybe having an exchange with a man or woman, right? Not knowing who they are, right? Words exchange and perhaps fisticuffs or whatever it is. And then someone pulling out something. No, see, I want to be feel safe. I want to feel safe. And that's why I'm trying my best to be guarded with my words. But I want the surety that I am safe in the public. And I need someone to come and tell me, Nuri, don't worry about that. I understand your little concern, but in the main, you safe, right? And I feel uneasy. I'm just telling you, I feel uneasy, and I need someone to reassure me. I see I have a phone call there. Kermit prepped that call. Patrick's call straight through so the caller can engage me. Good day, caller. This is Guardian Radio AM. You're live. How you doing? Go ahead, Scott, you live.
Wait a minute, hey, quick question, right? What was your view on the rubber bullets, right? The use of rubber bullets as a primary source, someone, right, by the police, and then, say, the mace, and then the firearm, the gun, or the firearm, as called, is used as a secondary source?
I'd be happy to
respond. I mean, bear in mind, the rubber bullets, if you point it at a close range, you could kill someone, right? But you probably get probably rib damage or bodily damage, but at least you ain't dead. So what's your view on that, on the rubber bullets as a primary source for the police officers?
Okay. Thank you very much, Colin. The police are not trained to shoot no rubber bullets. They shoot to kill because they are protect people. Now, if we're having a riot and we know we're going to be a large crowd and we know the large crowd is going to be have vexation of spirit, and police need to be on guard because you cannot determine how crowd is react, right? I can understand some tear gas and rubber bullets then. But as a police officer come on the scene, they can't have no rubber bullets. They need to have the bullets ready. They need to have their bullets ready just in case they need to use it, right? And the police are not trained to shoot no arm. They're trained on the gun range to shoot square and center. That's what they get trained about. So I hear your plea for rubber bullets, but no, this ain't about no rubber bullets here. My concern is about restraint. But if the police needs to pull up a gun for any incident, their goal is to take the person out, full stop. So I hope that helped, right? That's my explanation then. In Grand Bahama, I think there is an incident with a special needs child. I'm not sure how this incident about the special needs child got to the media, but now it's in the media. And I can try my best to explain that. A parent, child, and the child came home with some kind of bruises, right? The parent went to the school and complained that the child had some bruises on them, and the child indicated that she was bullied, right? And that she pointed out two male students, right? The school did their own investigation, and the school had concluded that these are exemplary male students and that the child was not bullied. But again, the child has bruises, right? The parent then gone to the media and said, man, I ain't satisfied with what the school them are saying because my child has bruises and no one can explain how my child get bruises. They saying that the children them ain't bullying my child. My child says she get bullied. She point out who bullied her and y'all dismissing what she's saying. But I believe there's bullying involved. Of course, the parents of the two children gone to the defensive, needless to say, and said, man, you're characterizing my child as being a bully, and he's not necessary. They are not necessarily bullies. And but they want to make sure that their point of view is explained. Now, this is why I'm bringing it up. I have a soft spot for special needs children. If the special needs child says she's being abused and she has bruises on the child, someone needs to protect the child. I don't care how exemplary these other people is. Someone needs to protect the special needs child. There needs to be a physical investigation there and then protection of the child. Remove the child from harm's way because we in society have a duty of care to them. The child says she's being abused. You can't say we did a surface investigation and dismiss the child's claim because she says she's special needs. She didn't know what she's saying, right? And that's where my concern come in. The mother went to the media for a reason, right? She no one explained where the child get the bruises from. One of the parents and one of the teachers said there was some pushing involved, but it was not any bullying involved. That ain't have nothing to do with the child having bruises. Someone need to explain why the child have bruises. And I wanted to say that out loud. Be watching you in Grand Bahama, right? And now I think the district, the Ministry of Education, all those social agencies who protect children, especially special need children, need to descend on the school and say, hey, I hear y'all do y'all initial investigation, right? But we here for the special needs child and their advocacy rights for that child. We ain't gonna let it slide like that, right? I hear what you say with your initial investigation, right? But we here for that child. And we here and in solidarity to the parent, because I'm sure that parent's going through a lot of emotional distraught, especially with all the things you got to do to make sure and protect this child. And you can't just flippantly dismiss her concerns. Those who are social advocates for special needs children, the teacher, if they need to do some sensitivity training with the whole school, right? Point out this child and say, if I hear any of y'all talk to this child in any particular type of way. Because this is where daddies come in. You can't be abusing my child and say, oh, and the parent comes, oh, my child good, my child different, and expect me to just take it like that. You got to understand why Fox is full of good parents, good fathers soon. Because I ain't going to let it slide like that. I just say it. someone needs to intervene so don't go to that level. This text says, good day. I thought the PLP wasn't going to be campaigning during Lent. It's a good question. And we see that the FNM had a whole campaign launched during Lent. So I'm not sure if this particular texter is aware of that. And then we need to, because I asked this question too regarding to campaigning during Lent and the PLP and the promise, right? I think the intent or the words used that they won't have any launching, any major campaign launch during Lent, that's slight of words, but the regular campaign would continue. So the regular campaign texter is continuing, and you see that there is no party event happened during this time. And all that is semantics, perhaps, but I hopefully that answered your concern and your question regarding that. I see the headlines in The Guardian says, the Grand Bahama Port Authority buyout, one step closer. Read part of this, because they're still trying to be purchase of the, and this is where people need to call me, they're still trying to purchase the power station. Grand Bahama Park, or let me correct it, that's Grand Bahama Power Company, not Port Authority. Correction, GBPC, Grand Bahama Power Company buyout, one step closer. And this is Minister of Grand Bahama yesterday, as she tabled two resolutions in Parliament aimed at securing authorization to guarantee loans amounting to $280 million for a new special purpose vehicle called Grand Bahama Energy Company Limited, as it advances its effort to acquire ownership of the Grand Bahama Power Company, the GBPC. Moxie explained that the Grand Bahama Energy Company Limited was established by the government as a special entity to acquire the ordinary voting shares of the Grand Bahama Port, still the same port, Grand Bahama Power Company. She said the first resolution seeks approval from the House, from the government to guarantee a guarantee of borrowing. Reason why I brought that up is I did not even know the power company was for sale. Can someone tell me if the power company is for sale? The power company might be for sale, just that no one tell me. But is the power company for sale? And if the power company is not for sale, what is the government doing? What is the intent? And if it is for sale, then just tell us it's for sale and then tell me how we're going to do this, right? Don't understand what is happening. And I would appreciate some detailed explanation to it. It's like it's confusing. It's simple. But I think our government has a duty of care because I'm the voting public. I'm the voting public. And I don't have to be brilliant to be a voting public. I have a 1X like everybody else. So explain to me what is happening. What is the intent? The government intent is to buy it out. But are they going to take it? Right? What do you call it when the government is take things? Right? Or is it for sale and we just didn't know and announce it? Right? This text says, good morning, Mr. Nuri. We have a major demonic force over this country. This force is the devil trying to influence our people. Oh, hold on. Something will happen. Hold on, I got freed. Okay. Influence our people. Many persons are carrying this demon in their hearts. God is stronger. God is protecting us. We must trust God every day in every way, 24/7. In God, we must trust. Mind you, there's a number of narratives of demonic forces happening to the Bahamas. This is not something new. Texter, I appreciate you, the warning about demonic forces. I've seen it being preached in a number of what I call jerk churches, Pentecostal type churches, that something spiritual is happening inside the Bahamas. Something evil and sinister is happening in the Bahamas. God is in control. And if there are faithful people in the Bahamas, we shouldn't be concerned with demonic forces. We need to pray them out, right? Have a mass exodus, no exodus, exercise, mass exorcism session. I wonder if someone can convince the PLP to have a day of prayer or a day of exorcism. You know, like, how do you exorcise demons? Do you need a chicken for that? I got to read up on that. And what if I go to ChatGPT if they'll tell me to size demons out of a country? Because I know the next country down south. Anyway, let me don't talk about that. Because I could help. Once I learn the trade, I'm willing to go travel. Someone have to pay the expenses, of course, and put me up in a nice hotel. But I'm willing to go down if I learn how to do the trade properly and help. Because I'm a helpful Negro. So I'm just saying that perhaps someone needs, how about I call, what do you call that? A specialty class. Just teach a lot of pastors and priests what to do to get rid of demons. The headline in The Guardian also says, Pintard questions risky Grand Bahama Power Company takeover. See that word, but takeover again? Is it a takeover or the government buying it? Right? Someone needs to explain what is happening. And what does that bode for other companies in the Bahamas? Will the government go and take those companies over? Is this a new day? Right? So a Free National Movement FNM leader, Michael Pintard, said yesterday that though the opposition supports energy reform, it cannot endorse piling new debt onto an already broken system. His comments came after Minister of Grand Bahama Ginger Moxie tabled two resolutions in Parliament yesterday seeking approval for the government to guarantee a $200 million loan to Grand Bahama Energy Company. And I believe the Grand Bahama Energy Company is a new entity that was established, right? For the acquisition of all the ordinary voting shares of the Grand Bahama Power Company and 80 loans. So it's $200 and then it's $80 million to assist with capital expenditure and working capital. Moxie said that the Grand Bahama Energy Company Limited was established by the government as a special entity, but Pintard called the move risky. Pintard, in a statement, said, for a government that has failed to reduce electricity rates in New Providence, and this continues on to A2. Let's see that. A2. Okay, I see it now. In New Providence, and has also overseen the mishandling of BPL, we find it unlikely that this rushed action will ease the financial burden on any Grand Bahamian. There are a number of people talking about the timing of this loan. Should there be such a large loan so close to a general election, right? If the government changes, what will the new administration say, do, right? Why commit a government so close to a general election? And that's something to be debated and talk about. And this is where the specialists like and who knows government policies and protocols like Shivago Lang would come in and speak on the usual protocols on where that stands. And hopefully that the callers engage him today and speak and question him regarding that so we can know the policy on such things, right? But the general election is close. We continue to wait to see what will happen. No one knows the date. Nobody knows the hour. That sounds very omnipresent, omnipotent. Nobody knows the date. Nobody knows the hour of the general election at this present time. We continue to wait. We just don't know what's happening. I see the DNA said that they will not be contesting this general election. And mind you, it'd been less than 4 months ago they announced that they will. They have returned. I think that brand is now can be called as being finished, right? It's very unfortunate. I thought they could resurface and excite their followers again. But this flop, I'm not sure if people can forgive them. In social media, on social media, there's a number of incidences where residents seem to be in exchanges with the police in uniform. I'm concerned about that because I believe if you fighting a police in uniform, you're supposed to get giddy up. That's male or female. If you're a female and you want to show your fortitude and challenge and one do fisticuff with the police, I, C.A. Nuri, believe in Giddy Goppin. Can't be fighting the police when he's doing their civil duty and protecting the public. You won't fight and carry on back. Giddy Gop. That's what how I look at it. Giddy Gop. Let's end that one time. So practice restraint. When you see the police in uniform and they're carrying on their duty, you comply. And if you want to complain about how they treat you, then you go and complain afterwards. But you comply. You say, let's go to the station. I'm not going to be doing no public fighting, especially when children are near and watching. I'm going to go put on my shirt, and I'm going to go to the police and to the station and let them do whatever charges to be filed. I'm then going to call my lawyer, and if need be, I'm going to raise a complaint to the complaints unit. But one thing I will not do is I'm not going to be publicly fighting the police. Also, what I learned is that police is never off duty. I found that frustrating because now I ask the person, big lawyer too, you know, lawyer too. And he said, police are never off duty, right? So I said, if the police is never off duty, that means they drink on duty? Get mad at me. They didn't want to talk to me no more after I asked that question. We saw it where Squatty was in the car, where he collect clink, 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 in the police car, right? So if you're on duty and wearing a uniform, you ain't supposed to drink. The police is be off duty. Go ahead, caller. We're getting ready to go right now. I can give you the last. Oh, you gone, caller? Sorry about that. Anyway, this is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. If you have time, you might as well get the free pizza at Marco's Pizza. We're opening today at 1 o'clock. What time it is? 1 o'clock yet? I have a whole hour to wait before I get a free pizza. Anyway, you can meet me there. Just have a wonderful day. Kermit, want me to bring you a slice? Bring your slice back? I have to bring Kermit a slice back. Have a wonderful day.
Definitely the time for BAMSI to continue to build on the progress that we've made. There's now drone technology. There's now year-round container farming. You have hydroponics. You have aquaponics. You have precision farming. There have been record numbers of enrollments, record numbers of flat fishing certifications. We've had record enrollments in our online courses. Students from across the family of islands. Because in BAMSI, we're not just cultivating produce. We're cultivating producers.
Paid for by the
this
PLC.
Is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.